Dylan Paul on the mound, 6'6". Pitcher and ball driven right field and deep, and goes over the wall, homer. One ball, two strikes with one out. The pitch and hit high into the air left field, and it will go over the head of the left fielder and Vodka. One runner in to score. Here comes the follow-up runner. They both come in, capitalizing on a balk. Kranach and Nielsen in on Roberson's RBI double, knocking in two, and it's a 4-0 lead, Bronkbusters. As he faces Paul, the lefty, powered into the left center power gap. It could split the outfielders, and back on it and off the glove of Kennedy in center. One runner comes in to score, Roberson. Here comes the pitch. Lined softly in the right field. They'll land and bring in another run. Brown comes in all the way from third. RBI single, blooped to right by Mixon, and it's now 7-0 lead, Bronkbusters. And they kind of unravel the 2-1. And on the handle, a little bloop ball in the shallow left center field and lands for a hit. Turning third, it's Mixon. He's on his way to score as the throw goes into second. RBI single from Sean Kennedy and a 6-run inning for the Bronkbusters, matching what they did in the 7th inning of game 1. They're now up 8-0. Double of his own. And the ball chopped off the plate, high into the air. Third baseman Fields, but no play available for Sweat. Run comes in to score from third. And Ethryne and Kranach and Nielsen both advance. Here's the pitch. High chopper, and the shortstop waits for it to come down, has to rush to throw to first. It skips by the first baseman, Nethercutt. Already one runner in to score. That'll be followed up with a second runner in Lopez. And Garden City tags on two more to the board, and they have their biggest inning of the day at 7, leading 15-0.